Miami Republican Senator Ana Terry Flores is the bill's sponsor.
This bill requires that the informed consent that is required to be given to a woman prior to be having an abortion, that that informed consent be done 24 hours prior to her receiving that abortion.
Senate Democrats tried and failed to make changes to the bill. That included putting a 24-hour waiting period in place for vasectomies by Miami Democrat Gwen Margolis.
If a man has a vasectomy, that he too has to have 24 hours notice, get lectured, go through the same process as a woman does. It's as simple as that. I mean, you know, it's what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
And that failed amendment was met with a joking response from Baker Republican Greg Evers.
Senator Margolis, would you accept an amendment on that that makes the requirement that a man has to wait 40 years before he has one of those?
By requiring the 24-hour waiting period, it means a woman would be required to make two visits. A new change in the bill exempts women who are victims of rape, incest, domestic violence, and human trafficking. But Orlando Democrat Geraldine Thompson tried to add another exemption.
Or when on the basis of a physician's good faith clinical judgment, there's a risk to the woman's health or the presence of a severe fetal anomaly incompatible with sustainable life.
But bill sponsor Flores disagreed.
What you would be saying is that if there is a chance that your baby may be born with some sort of anomaly here, call it ailment, whatever it is, then you've made the decision that that life just isn't worth it. And that's something that I could definitely not support.
Flores's bill also comes with a condition that those exempt must provide documentation like a police report or a restraining order, which has been met with much opposition. That includes Lake Worth Democrat Jeff Clemens, who failed to try to do away with that provision.
We're going to ask that woman who's been through this awful experience to walk in the door, not only admit she's been through that awful experience, but we're going to tell her, prove it. I hope nobody in here thinks that's right.
Still, Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell praised the measure.
This is not a hostile bill to women. It is putting women at the same level of everybody else, and it's making sure that we have the same standard for women as we do in every other medical procedure, and that there's not a business, the business of abortion, trying to take advantage of women and trying to play on their emotion and talk them into something that they make money on and you live the rest of your life regretting. We want to make sure that a woman has the time to sit back and reflect and then make that informed decision.
A view not shared by Senate Democratic leader Arthenia Joyner.
This bill is hostile to women. This is the only medical procedure that we mandate that a person, specifically a woman, has to go back home and decide, oh, did I make the right decision? Well, let me tell you, in a procedure this important, no woman wakes up and say, oh, I'll have an abortion tomorrow. They've thought about it.
Sharing a personal story, bill co-sponsor Niceville Republican Don Gates, who says he's never debated an abortion bill in his 9-year tenure, felt he had to this time. He spoke about his wife, Vicky, who's been paralyzed for about 30 years due to a rare complication that occurred when she was pregnant with their second child.
She had had an unexplained spinal cord injury, and the doctors told me she would probably die. She was pregnant, 4 months pregnant.
Gates says his wife was then told to consider having an abortion since time was of the essence.
So she thought about it, I think for a day or two. And then she came back and said, I'm going to live and my baby's going to live. And today our daughter, that baby, is a 29-year-old network television producer in New York. And she calls her mother every single day.
And bill sponsor Flores says that's what this bill is all about.
If all that this bill does is have one woman, just one, after some time of reflection, after some time of thought, say, I am going to make the decision to have this baby, I will consider that a huge success.
And the measure passed the Senate 26-13 with Democrats opposed. The measure will now head to Governor Rick Scott. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.